Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline, joined by ABC News State Department correspondent Shannon Crawford. As Russia now suspending all forms of notification under the START Treaty, Shannon, what does that mean as far as the already tense diplomatic relationship between the U.S. and Russia moving ahead?
Good morning. Well, there is a bit of good news to report. Russia's deputy foreign minister, now he's the one who originally said that Moscow wouldn't be giving the U.S. all important notifications on missile test launches. Those are so critical for avoiding any accidental miscalculations on either side. Well, now he's saying that Russia will continue to give the U.S. a heads up. Moscow won't be sharing as much information as mandated by New START. Now, that's the last remaining nuclear treaty between Russia and the U.S., and it's currently on ice. But he's saying that Russia will be adhering to a different Cold War deal that requires notification on at least most missile launches, and here something is certainly better than nothing.
Yeah, and when we're talking about, you know, these kind of deals, obviously, you know, we're seeing really the tense relationship play out now. We've got an American journalist now being detained by Russia, accused of spying, and this has got a lot of kind of overtones of the Cold War coming back up between these two nations.
That's right. When you look at the big picture, it is troubling to say the least. These are two countries, two superpowers that are moving further apart. They clearly don't see eye to eye on almost any major global issue. And it's continuing to get into that kind of area where there could be an escalation. But the promising thing here is that it seems that at least for now, both Moscow and Washington want to do what they can to avoid having a direct conflict. But as you bring up, of course, there are still real implications, especially in the case of that Wall Street reporter who appears to have been detained. Now, we're still waiting for the State Department to comment on that. They're sorting through the situation. But, of course, it also harkens back to the Brittany Griner case. And also, you know, at least if there is a silver lining here on detainees, hostages, this is one area where it does appear that Washington and Moscow can still work together.
Yeah, and as you're kind of covering within the State Department, what's the U.S. response to this looking like as far as upholding our end of the treaties?
So I think that, you know, what you've seen recently, you saw White House spokesperson John Kirby say they were going to stop some information sharing under New START. That's more or less a diplomatic slap on the wrist rather than a move that will have real repercussions for Russia. But it is also a sign that the U.S. is moving away, a kind of tacit acknowledgement that these pacts, these agreements that have been in place for, you know, in some cases decades, are beginning to fray at the edges, and that it might be important to put new measures in place to ensure that there isn't any kind of accidental miscalculation, any kind of escalation that could bring catastrophic consequences.
Well, and seeing this all play out, and especially with, you know, the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and that kind of being a line in the sand, how likely is it that the two sides even come to a table and have any kind of conversation surrounding these kind of treaties?
Well, right now we have seen some kind of lower level diplomatic engagements between both sides, kind of like housekeeping, if you will. Of course, the State Department still maintains an embassy in Moscow. So there are direct lines of communication that are still open, but of course those lines of communication aren't always productive, with Russia often stonewalling any kind of outreach, and the U.S. clearly, you know, not happy with the direction things have gone. So things continue to be very tense. The diplomatic effort now that is still there, but of course it's kind of a day by day situation.
Yeah, well, Shannon, we appreciate the update and insight this morning.
Great. Thank you so much.